freaking auto!
This is Brock and Salk.
I don't read the internet, guys.
Presented by Carter, Volkswagen, and Ballard.
Take the bull by the hands.
On Seattle Sports Station.
And Brock, you are. And Brock, you are.
Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studio. Now here are your hosts, Brock Huard and Mike Salk.
Let the fire!
Wow, it's been a long time since we've ranked on a Monday, Brock, but we will do so today. Got a good list of stuff for a great ranking, so stick around. That's coming up at 9:45. The weekend, or really the biggest story of the weekend, I think, actually came before any of the games. Before we watched Saturday and Sunday, the twin doubleheaders of divisional round, weekend. I think the biggest story of the weekend started Friday when Geno Smith took to Twitter. That's when he said that men, women lie, men lie, numbers don't lie.
Oh.
Retweeted his own tweet from July, which had said that, with the simple explanation, numbers. So I don't know what it means. None of us do for sure. But, you know, I think you can write a script very quickly that would be very believable and wouldn't get thrown out of a Hollywood studio that says Geno thought he was getting X and saw his first offer from the Seahawks that was like half X. And was not exactly wild about the situation, took to Twitter and said, men lie. They told me they loved me. And it turns out they don't, because the numbers don't lie. If you love me as much as you said you did, then your numbers would look a lot more like the numbers I want and not the numbers you gave me. Anybody going to disagree with that theory?
See, Salky, a couple things here. All right. Two of the four of us on this crew have modeled, okay? And we see things very similarly, okay? Moore and I see this exactly the
same. That's true.
All of these retweets are really third person. He's gone third person.
He has.
Totally.
Actually, I'm sorry. Taylor Jacobs just walked in, too, and he was a Gerber baby.
He
so
was
now,
a Gerber
now
baby.
We have
so three of the five.
Three against
three
two.
Out of five. Justin, you ever do any modeling?
What do we got? What do we got to offer here?
Ranked.
Yes. Model citizens.
So Maura nails it last night in our email that Gino's really gone third person. Which,
Negra Modelo.
Which, by the way, is driving some people nuts. Maybe somebody that works on the FM side that came in and was like, stop talking, Gino! Like, not the time to go third person, not the time to do any of this. You're focusing on just that one. But it wasn't just one retweet, Salk. He also, you know, there was a quote that he originally tweeted in July where he said, your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people sinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice.
I know, I couldn't figure out what he was talking about there. So I just stuck
Steve
with the
Jobs,
lie and women
but,
lie.
But then he retweeted that with some praying hands. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, he retweeted the one from June, don't hate the player, hate the game. So it wasn't just one retweet. It wasn't two retweets.
Well, and
it
then
was
a conspicuous
retweets.
Like, because Hawkblogger posted something about like possibly a team-friendly deal with incentives where Geno bets on himself, and former Seahawk DJ Reed responded with an LOL, and Geno went in and liked that.
Oh, he liked the LOL.
Whoa. Maura, you
so
are all over
putting all the pieces
this.
Together.
Look
We're
at
doing
you.
A little Twitter investigating.
Well, Maura is our private eye on Twitter.
Maybe I'm reading too much into this. 425 says, hot take, Mike is back. Reading a lot into one tweet. Maybe.
Not one tweet, not two tweets.
253
People said
says,
that about the Russell trade, too. Yeah.
253 says, what if this tweet means the opposite? What if it means they're close? Numbers. Maybe. Mm. The whole lying part makes that hard for me to fathom.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he'd be tweeting if they were close. My guess. Again, you're right. I don't know what's happening here. We are being forced to read into it because we're not there in the negotiations. But I don't think
what
it's
would
a
you
big
give
stretch.
Up? What would you give up? Would you give up your left pinky toe to have heard that first phone call between John and the agent or Matt Thomas, whoever handles? Because it certainly isn't Pete. We know that. I think it's probably John Schneider with maybe Matt Thomas, Kevologist, in the room. Because ultimately, and you know this from any negotiation, whether that's you're buying a car, whether you're haggling with somebody on Facebook Marketplace, whether you're buying a home. Many of you out there have been in the world of negotiation. How fast?
Actually, no.
What would you give up to hear that first call?
Actually, no.
Oh, no.
You
I would not
give,
something
up
my left up. Toe. Would I give up my left toe to hear a negotiation?
Okay, maybe
actually,
that's a little
no.
far.
No.
What would you be willing to give up?
I don't know. Nothing? Like, I mean, nothing of value. Certainly not an appendage.
Part of your left earlobe?
No. Wait, crazy? Why would I want to give that up to hear the negotiation with Geno Smith?
Oh, it would be so
fascinating.
I don't
need to hear it. Geno's giving us enough of a window with his tweets to let us know what's going on with those negotiations.
So nothing good. It would be so fascinating to know. What was that first salvo?
I'd give up one of your toes. How's that?
Okay.
I'd be willing to give up one of your toes to hear what's going on.
You'd be surprised how much your pinky toes matter for balance, right? You'd be surprised.
Yeah, dude, Salvo doesn't have a lot to give up anymore. He bet the mortgage, bet the house.
That's true. They talked about taking my big toe off my left foot and putting it where my thumb is because I lost my thumb.
Oh, really?
And one of the surgeries they could have done at that time, I was 12, was to take my toe and put it on my thumb. And, you know, it would work pretty well, but you'd also be without a big toe.
Right.
And I said, you know what? I'm good. I'm done. Like, this is already bad enough. I don't need to do that. But that was like something my doctor had pioneered was this whole surgery where they take your toe. Regardless, I don't all of this is one big long way of saying that if I'm reading this right, and I don't think I'm wrong, but I could be, it's hard for me to imagine that there's common ground here right now because I think Geno Smith's number that he wants is reasonable. And I still don't think the Seahawks are going to pay it. I think it's a reasonable ask in the market, which I think will be robust. And at the same time, I think it's understandable that the Seahawks don't want to pay him as much as he's going to want and that they seem to be willing to walk away. We heard from John Schneider last week that there was a number at which point they would walk away, right? He said that's true in any negotiation, but that there is a number at which point it becomes too great. And we heard Pete Carroll say also that they like their system.
Oh, well, we got work to do, but our system is really good. What we're asking these guys to do, for him to come in first year starter and, you know, in 5 years or whatever it is, to execute like he's done all year long, you know,
He goes on there at the end to even mention Drew Locke and how much they like him in their system. It's hard for me not to put those together. Now, you could go to the other side and say, you know, Pete said if you like something, you got to pay for it. He's right. The question is whether or not they want and value that position to pay it that amount.
Yeah,
of money.
And the beauty of the NFL is people can watch this weekend, and certainly many of them watched this weekend and came away, if you look at social media, from players and analysts and said, yep, pay Geno. This weekend showed you. I mean, look at the way he played against San Francisco versus the way Dak played. Like, he's worth every penny of it. People can walk away from it like that, or people can walk away from it and go, yep, don't pay him. Don't overpay your QB. Build your team. Build your team because you need to run and hit, and you need freak shows, and you need a front seven that can get after the quarterback and stop the run.
I'm smelling a little old phone line question here coming up in 20 minutes before ranked. After watching G-Notes or after watching this weekend and watching these games where 80% of you thought the rosters were more important than the quarterbacks, you want to pay Geno? You want to pay him what he thinks he's worth? Let's call that number $35 million. You want to pay Geno? After what you watched this weekend?
Are we really having this conversation?
How can we not be?
5 months ago, if you would have said to Brock and Salk, or when we restarted the show after Labor Day, in 4 months, look at this conversation. You're going to open up the phone lines the day after the divisional round, and this is going to be your stinking question.
It's a lot of money, unless you think he's elite.
Refuse to choose to open the bank.
866-979-3776. We'll grab some calls after Need to Know next.
Need to know.
15 minutes past every hour with Brock and Salk.
Here's what you need to know. Up first.
Maybe not the biggest powerhouse of games that the NFL has ever had, but we ended up with the four best teams closing out the playoffs next week. So the NFL playoffs have done their job. Patrick Mahomes, he certainly delivered even after a high ankle sprain. Came back in, played through it. His teammates stepped up. And his Chiefs beat Jacksonville. They will host an unprecedented fifth straight AFC Championship game. Interesting. Five straight. It's never happened before that a team has hosted five straight. And they're going to do it as a rematch against the team that they lost to a year ago as the Bengals end up beating Buffalo in the snow really compelling game to watch. Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, and it was Burrow coming out on top. In the NFC, of course, Philly dominates the Giants. And then it was the Niners last night finishing off Dallas. Two pretty good defenses, but when you see the difference between that Niners offense and what Dallas threw out there, it wasn't close.
Yeah.
And then what was going on with Dak and McCarthy in the last couple drives? I mean, what a mess. Your kick returner catches the ball and fields it at the 4-yard line. How do you not let that go into the end zone? And I mean, just like, it was one thing after another after another. They just looked disorganized and not particularly well prepared for that moment.
You know, as we've spent a couple hours talking about all of these games this weekend, a couple things strike me. Number one, I just found myself in many of these games, Titus is like, who are you rooting for? I'm like, I don't know. I'm just kind of torn on a bunch of these matchups. I just want to root for some compelling action and great games. And after a few different blowouts, yeah, yesterday was much, much more compelling. Both the snow globe in Buffalo and then certainly, you know, just a nostalgic battle between the Niners and the Cowboys. I think the second thing, and takeaways prove this, our caller question proves this, is think about all these different markets. Both from a global picture of the NFL and all the magnitude of storylines. And then you just narrow it down in each of these markets. Is Dak really your guy? Is Josh Allen now more Phillip Rivers than Tom Brady and Joe Burrow and, you know, elite? Right? I mean, after every one of these games, all of the questions that just start to line up about your quarterback, your head coach, your team. There's 10 different OC jobs open right now in the NFL. There's still, what, 6 head coaching jobs. That will certainly start moving and dominoes will start falling. But my goodness gracious, both from a macro and a micro NFL level, they have storylines nailed.
Here's the second thing you need to know.
Well, the storyline here in Seattle has certainly changed in the last week. It wasn't that long ago. Everything was a big love fest.
You know, I want to finish my career in Seattle. I want to be here. The town, the city, the team, Coach Carroll, the organization, they all embraced me. You know, I was a guy who probably could have been out of the league. They embraced me, and I want to repay him for that.
Well, he may, but does that mean he wants to give them a huge break? Well, I don't know. Based on Gino's tweet on Friday saying that men lie, women lie, numbers don't lie, it sure feels anyway as if he received a contract offer that he was not too wild about. Don't know it, can't prove it. And by the way, we've seen plenty of ugly situations on social media work out as soon as that number got to where the player wanted it to be. Certainly Kyler Murray is a good example in Arizona. So this doesn't mean that Geno's not going to sign. We don't even know what it means. But I do get the sense that Geno wants to test the market because he thinks that he's worth a significant amount of money. I think he's right. I also think the Seahawks aren't going to be willing to pay that high amount, and I'm not sure they're in the wrong. It's not that he's not worth it to any team. I'm not sure he's going to be worth it to this team.
Best case for Geno Smith is he makes $35-plus million a year. Those are what the numbers would tell you. And then after, again, watching the Dak Prescotts and guys who make a lot more than even that, his play this last season through 18 games was better than a lot of their game. Best case for the Seahawks is to pay him $20 million or less so they can fill the other gaps and the other needs that they certainly have in the, you know, the delta between them and Philadelphia and San Francisco, especially at the top of this NFC. What may be in between is a deal loaded with incentives, is Hawk Blogger put out there.
Why would he take that if somebody else is going to offer him real money?
Well, that's why he liked, you know, a tweet that said LOL in response to that. So how this takes shape, we also do know that he's playing a card that others have played and using their social medium to speak. I would just say in the end game, I don't think that's real beneficial, Gino. I think the less talking, the less tweeting you do, the more equity you have and you leave with a fan base, whether that's going to be here in Seattle with a new deal and you don't hurt any feelings and you don't burn any bridges, because I don't know how any of talking that he does either publicly in a microphone or even through his social media realm really benefits him.
Here's the third thing you need to know.
I mentioned it all today, how much I hate the shootout. Oh, I have? Good. Let me do it again.
Twice.
I hate the shootout.
Third time.
Saturday night's game was a beautiful hockey game from start to finish, and then they ended it with a clown show. I just don't get it. Why end it with a
penalty kicks in soccer? You don't like it there either.
It just whatever.
Once again, your love of soccer and hockey reuniting.
Kraken outplayed Colorado, get a point, but lose in the shootout. And then they did a cool thing yesterday, a little skills competition. Morgan Geeky winning the hardest shot, Daniel Sprong the most accurate, and nice to see Jared McCann's dog Cheddar make his way out there as well.
And to go back to a conversation we had a couple weeks ago about great hockey names, unfortunately, Geeky, that's just not...
That's not one of them?
That's not ideal.
No.
But he's overcome it.
Credit where it's due.
To hit the fastest shot on the team.
Credit where it's due. All right. That's everything you need to know. We do that quarter past every hour. I said I would open up the phone lines. Let's do that. 866-979-3776. Before we rank things here in about 20 minutes, we got just a few minutes to hear from you guys. After watching games this weekend, do you want to pay Gino? Big money. I'm not saying do you want to pay him $10, $15 million a year. Everybody wants to do that.
You want to make him the guy.
Do you want to make Gino a made man here in Seattle? Do you want to give him the $35 million, for instance, a year that I think the market will probably be willing to bear? As you watch Brock Purdy and Jalen Hurts, but also watch Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes, do you want to pay Geno Smith big money? Or do you want to hold firm and say, sorry, we think that the system is good enough to develop the next guy after you, or we're not ready, or we need more resources put into the rest of the team before we can justify spending that kind of cash on a quarterback? 866-979-3776. You're next. Brock and Salk, Seattle Sports on 710, seattlesports.com. This hour is brought to you by 3010 Weight Loss for Life.
You're listening to Brock and Salk.
Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studio.
On Seattle Sports Station.
All right, 866-979-3776, our phone number. We've got about 15 minutes to grab a few calls before we do some ranking coming up at 9:40. It's a good ranking today. My family participated over the weekend. My parents are in town. Everybody kind of got in.
Well,
the spirit
first Monday ranking since August.
I know. Very exciting. Yeah. So the question is, after watching these games this weekend, you want to pay Geno Smith?
No, I don't. I don't. As I watched these games this weekend, Salk, and I tweeted this out, that it reminded me that my favorite teams that I've ever been around, that I played on, that I've ever been a part of, the 1987 Puyallup High School Vikings that beat Gonzaga Prep in the state championship game with Tom Gallagher and Steve Wolf and Billy Joe Hobert that ran and hit harder than anybody else, that was the first imprint. Mm. The 91 Huskies with Steve Entman and DeMarco Farr and Dave Hoffman and Andy Mason and Dana Hall and Shane Powakoa that came down and knocked your block off and just physically humiliated and imposed your will, that was the second imprint. The 96 Huskies with Corey Dillon that I handed the ball to, and I watched Olin Krutz and Benji Olsen break the physical will and want to of our opponents and break the huddle, and you could see the guys in the front seven shuddering on the other side because they knew that what was coming. Yeah, that left the next imprint.
Also played with Peyton Manning and saw what having a dominant quarterback can do.
In the 13 and 14 Seahawks that ran and hit and just knocked Demaryius Thomas into another universe, those left the fourth and fifth imprint. Mm. And yes, I watched finesse and I watched elite offense and I got to see the whole spectrum and I got to throw it around my senior year for all sorts of yards and live in the spread system. And I've watched the air raid and I loved watching my nephew break state records and throw for 14,000 yards. There's all sorts of different ways to do it. But the ones that I find personally the most enjoyable that have left the biggest imprint on me, and it was on full display this weekend of Fred Warner hitting and destroying, of Cincinnati owning a line of scrimmage and beating Buffalo in their building in the divisional round, that when you have a team, Salk, that you and I got to be a part of in 13, 14, 15, 16, and when they played, how exciting was it for us to come on every Friday and play rock music and AC/DC because they were going to hit you?
And I think I agree with all this, but let's also be clear. They had an elite franchise quarterback, and that was part of the – how many of those games came down to what he did in the final few minutes in order for them to win? So, I'm with you. I come away from this weekend in particular and say the rosters were more important than the quarterbacks. Kind of curious where the rest of the world is. 866-979-3776. Start off with Mike in Spokane. Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good. You paying Gino?
Yeah. No. Man, I think I have a limit to that. Obviously, you want a quarterback, but yeah, if you look at this weekend, three out of the four teams in the NFC Championship are teams that have quarterbacks on rookie deals, and it's really based on the team success more than having the franchise quarterback.
So you don't want to
get Patrick Mahomes, who's also I might do a franchise tag and then see who we can maybe get in the draft. You don't want to.
So franchise tag is going to be $32 million. You're going to pay him $32 million this year?
You know I love Mike in Spokane. Thank you, Mike. I love you, and thank you for calling every time, because Salk puts you such in a betwixt and between that your size are one of my favorite highlights.
All I did was ask a question. That's literally the question that we're asking. Came on to say he wanted to pay Gino, but then he made an argument against it. All right, let's try somebody else. Let's try John in Gig Harbor. John, good morning.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Awesome.
You paying him?
Hey, I love Gino. I love the story. He's so much fun. He's inspirational. But I wouldn't pay him at all because he can get the money somewhere else. And the Seahawks are not in the right place to pay a quarterback, especially a second-tier quarterback, that kind of money when there's holes up and down the roster.
Yeah, I agree with that take almost to the word. And I think when you say second tier, people might get upset and say, what do you mean second tier? You this, that, and the other. Well, but the first tier is like Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes and like one or two other guys, maybe.
Years and years and years of elevating their program. Years and years and years of elevating their personnel around them.
Second tier isn't an insult. He did a great job this year.
He wasn't even a tier.
Established himself as a second tier quarterback out of five or six tiers.
Yes.
But are you going to pay that? Is the second tier worth paying that much money to? Right? That's the question.
Yep.
Kirk Cousins. I mean, like, he's in that range now.
And people have said this, and I think it's appropriate. I think you made this comment last week. That and I forget who tweeted it, and I'm not purposely forgetting, of some of the most wasted money in the NFL is the tens of millions of dollars paid to second-tier quarterbacks.
That's right. Yeah, there was a caller, actually, who said that. 866-979-3776. Let me grab Austin in Walla Walla. Good morning, Austin. Are you paying Gino?
Good morning. I am, and I have 3 points on why I would pay him. One is you eventually have to pay a quarterback. With the cap rising, you might as well get a somewhat good deal. I don't know about 35, but 30, yes. Because if you look around the league, they have to pay a quarterback at some point. I'd pay a quarterback $30 million if he's going to get me to the playoffs every year. Two, I know this is not going to sit well with some fans, but look at the Rams. If they can pay all those dominant players, we can find a way to pay some players. Three, Drew Lock's not winning a Super Bowl here. Sorry, it's not going to happen. And if we want to go the bargain basement and do that and build up our defense, the only way I think that this team can be like the Bengals, be like the Chiefs, be like the Eagles, is they're going to have to draft the quarterback and get him on a rookie deal like they did with Russell. We're not in that spot right now. So if we're gonna pay Gino, I think we pay him right now.
Hey, let me ask you this:
$30 million Austin, in a couple of years, it's gonna be
just
a bargain.
Hey, Austin, yes. Just because you said there's no way you can win a Super Bowl with Drew Lock, can you win a Super Bowl with Geno Smith?
I think you have a better shot at it than Drew Lock.
Let me ask you the question again.
I think because,
let me ask you the question again, yeah. Austin. Don't answer a different question. Answer my question. Can you win a Super Bowl paying Geno Smith over $30 million? All right. Thank you, Austin. Appreciate it. Your silence speaks volumes. You are welcome to call back another day.
Such a good points, though. I mean, sure. Honestly, and you can write a script for either side of this, and people will over the next few weeks. And not just agent for Geno Smith and his camp, and not just the Seahawks and their army of people. But fans out there can absolutely feel that way. And they can't look at the Rams and say, hey, man, if you got a cash on hand and you got an ownership group that's got cash like the Cronkies and like Jody Allen, you can move numbers around. It's funny money.
Doesn't the answer to that question have to be yes in order to say yes to this bigger question? If you're willing to pay Geno Smith $30, $35 million a year, don't you have to say yes to the answer to answer the question, can you win a Super Bowl with him?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you have to?
Yeah, I think so. And by the way, I would only add to Austin that look at what San Francisco did, right? And he mentions the Rams, and you know there is not a human being on earth, not a human being on earth after the draft last year that said, oh yeah, Mr. Irrelevant can get you to a Super Bowl. Not one. There's no chance. Brock Purdy barely made the team, right? If Trey Lance doesn't get hurt, Brock Purdy is on the practice squad, right? Or, you know,
and maybe grab somewhere else.
So what about DTR in your second pick of the second round?
Mm-hmm.
What if it is Drew Lock and DTR go out and compete? You know, what would be the odds of Dorian Thompson-Robinson leading a team to an NFC championship game compared to Brock Purdy leading a team to an NFC championship game?
Well, it depends whether or not you can put the kind of talent around them that the Niners have put around Brock Purdy.
What are you going to do with 5 and 20? And are you going to trade for DeForest Buckner or Max Crosby? And then all of a sudden add another freak at number 5? And then are you going to spend tens of millions of dollars to get veteran linebackers and, you know, another weapon and a guy inside on your offensive line? And all of a sudden, you can look at the turn you can make in one year. Look at it in the NFL. Look at the turn the Jaguars made. Look at the turn the Bengals have made. Look at how quickly these things can and do often turn in this league.
866-979-3776. Go to Mike in Puyallup. Mike, what's going on P-Town this morning? What do you think? You going to pay Geno?
Of course you pay Geno. If you don't pay Geno, what does that tell the fan base? Right, we're saving it for a prettier girl? No. You pay him what he's worth. You pay him what the Pro Bowl quarterbacks make. Why are we shaking the coin purse of the Allens, right? Why are we standing in the way in the ATM line when the Allens want to withdraw money and pay Geno Smith?
Because of the salary cap.
You act like there's a – okay, so but what if you don't sign him? We're going to say, guys, just hang on a sec. Don't worry. Drew Lock might be good. We see what Geno Smith can do. Everybody gets better. Don't compare – think of the things you did 10 years ago.
Everybody gets better? Hold up. Huh? Mike, you said everybody gets better.
Yeah.
Okay, so Drew Lock's going to be better next year.
Everybody gets better.
So Drew Lock's going to be better.
Of course, but he's not going to be better than Geno Smith.
Why not?
And this thing about Geno Smith can't win a Super Bowl, I've seen Trent Dilfer win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Of course Geno Smith can win.
Do you think, though...
Have you seen Brock Purdy yesterday?
Mike, do you think that while paying Geno Smith $35 million, they can build a team as good as the one that helped Trent Dilfer win a Super Bowl?
Yes, but the only reason I say that is I was around for those Seahawks that won the Super Bowl. That team wasn't full of millionaires yet. They were young, hungry guys, right?
Yeah.
So
it means they have to draft off the charts, Mike.
By the way, I want to double down on the Billy Joe Hobert comment earlier. Fantastic. Best player I ever seen in high school. Phenomenal. Brock is correct. He punted for 40 yards a game, too, or 40-yard average.
He sure did, man.
Appreciate it, Mike.
Thank you, Mike and P-Town. It does mean if Mike wants to go that route, it does mean you have to hit. It means you have to hit in this draft like you hit in that last draft.
Don't you have to do that either way? I mean, going either route, if you're gonna try to win with a Drew Lock or somebody like that, you better put an unbelievable cast around him, too.
Yeah,
it's just that you've got a little bit more margin for error to do so.
The one thing that I do bristle at a little bit, and it's hard for me to bristle against the Piala man, especially one like Mike who knew Billy Joe Hobert.
Sure.
And back then he was Bill Hobert, and then he became Billy Hobert, and then eventually Billy Joe. But when he was Bill Hobert, he was a freak. The one thing I do bristle at is everybody gets better. No, they don't. Dak Prescott, any better today than 2 years ago? Josh Allen, was he better yesterday in the playoffs 2 years ago? Oh, what about the guy that we shipped to Denver? Well, he's going to be better, right? I mean, he's going to be way better. No, not everybody does get better. That's just unfortunately not the way it works, and especially in football, where your supporting cast means an awful, awful lot. Was Jalen Hurts better in Oklahoma at the end of the year than the beginning? No, he wasn't. He really struggled that year, and all they did was run the ball at the end of the year, and that's why he fell to the mid-second round. And he has certainly gotten better, but that adage that everybody gets better, I'd just be a little hesitant on that.
All right, let's go. 866-979-3776. Dan is also in Puyallup. We're huge in Puyallup today. What's going on, Dan? Good morning.
Coach Mike's birthday. Love
hey,
it.
Hey, man. P-Town. No 30 for Purdy, man. I would say the exact same thing. Women lie, men lie, numbers don't lie. Geno Smith was a top 5 quarterback last year. We'll say top 7 to be on the safe side. But, you know, with that said, my number's $25 million per year. 3 year, $75 million with a $35 million guaranteed.
So what if he says I want 35? Easy. Jeez. You know, we were talking about cursing at the beginning of the show.
You were?
Yes.
Why?
It was your lackadaisical attitude towards it that caused this.
I said that I don't mind. Cecily heard somebody say what she referred to as the D word, right? Like what beavers build.
What?
And I was like, okay. Oh. She was like, yeah, like, you know. And I was like, well, you didn't say it back, huh? She's like, no. I was like, how come? Like, you told me I can't say words like that. I'm like, no, I didn't. I never told you that. And she's like, what? I'm like, I don't care whether
Uncle Brock did.
He's got that moral compass. I don't care whether you swear. You just got to understand when you can and when you can't. And I don't. I really don't care. It's not important to me whether or not my kids curse. Like, it doesn't bother me.
Oh, interesting.
Well, now you're encouraging the callers to do that.
But you can't swear on the air.
Look what you did.
Yep. Sheesh.
Look at what we have here, by the way. 5 calls, 2 no's, 2 yeses, and 1 between.
I know. Well, unfortunately, a bunch of the yeses changed their mind to no's after a little bit of cross-examination.
2 no's, 2 yeses, and 1 in between.
Well, I got 2 more no's here. Let's go to Richard in Auburn. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
Don't swear, Richard.
So I promise I will do my best. There's 2 reasons, though, that mainly I don't want to pay Gino. And, like, the whole spiel, we all love Gino. I get it. But the first reason, John and Pete strike me as people with a plan that they're going to follow, and I don't think they planned for this. I think they want a QB on a rookie deal where they can spend all that cap room that they got from Russell leaving to spend that on the defense.
Agreed.
And then the second reason, I just have a hard time believing many, if at all, any other teams are going to be vying to pay Geno that kind of money. So if you can bring him back, I don't think they're going to need to spend that kind of money.
I appreciate, I appreciate the phone call.
I think someone's going to want to.
I think there's going to be a desperate teams out there. There just is.
If you're Washington, the Commanders, why wouldn't you spend money on Geno Smith? Right. I mean, at some point, I got to imagine Carson Wentz's contract is coming off the books. You got a really good team, a good defense. You need a quarterback. Why wouldn't you spend the money on Geno Smith? Mm-hmm. They should. The Giants, if they end up losing Daniel Jones, okay, I could make an argument there. But I don't know that the Seahawks are in that kind of boat right now.
And Richard's first point's a good one, and that was going into this 21, 22 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
There is no way. Right? When Coach Pete said to us, hey, we knew we'd have some contingencies or, you know, some areas that we'd have to give a little bit in that front, they did, and that got shown up and exposed this year. There is no way 22 weeks ago they thought they'd be in this situation, that they would have this dilemma, this conundrum, that they were done paying $40 million, $45 million, and now we get to reset, and now we get to do it with a young world. Quarterback.
What a crazy, crazy ride that
story
has
changed.
Been. Let's do some ranking.
Got a list? Time to put it in order.
Fred Dwarmfor's house. Top five meals that I have ever had.
This is Ranked.
To be honest, that list was really biased.
Brought to you by Carter Volkswagen. Every morning at 9:45 on Brock and Saul.
Get top 10 list. I'm not buying that.
Ranked.
Well, on this day in history, as Justin told me last night, Georgetown University was founded.
1789.
And so, Brock, today we will rank towns. Towns ranked. I know you didn't care for Devils on Friday, so hopefully you'll have a little more fun with towns.
Got a shout out to P-Town earlier, too, so that should help.
Bands like White Town. Remember this one from like 1997, maybe?
Nope.
Okay, I know you like this one, Brock.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't go.
Shout out to little Jake on a Redmond North Little League team. It was as if his hips and his knees were disconnected. He could dance to that song in a way that no other 10-year-old could. Love you, Jake.
Wow, whose version is that?
Wow.
It's not Bruce Springsteen.
The Bolton?
It might have been.
New sheriff in town, baby.
Oh yeah. Okay, Brucey Bruce.
What's up, Bruce? I was excited about a few of these, like Crazy Town.
Oh, yeah.
This is up your alley, Justin.
Oh, I know every word.
Do you really?
Every single word.
This one's way up my alley. Well, Rage, Township Rebellion.
Also up my alley.
Yeah, I want to pop that.
There's O-Town. Oof, I can't even do that. Stray Cats, Rock This Town.
Rock this town, rock it inside out.
Brian Setzer. You got, let's see, The Specials.
This place is called me like a ghost town.
I love this one.
Ghost Town.
Ghost Town.
I'm so mad at Pete Carroll right now for not being here.
Oh, for not winning, so we haven't.
Sorry about that.
No?
You got a couple of Bruce Springsteen songs, Brock. Maybe you know this one, My...
Town. Oh, yeah.
My hometown.
My hometown.
I like that one. He also did Darkness on the Edge of Town. Don't worry, there is a Rush song for today, Middletown Dreams.
Of course.
Yeah, it's off Power Windows.
Do you like town squares? You know, a lot of towns when they were built and developed back in the day always had a town square.
Like that? Yeah, sure. Why not?
There's a lot of townships.
Yeah.
Do you like Red Square on campus at the UW? You ever been to Red Square?
Yeah, I have.
Pretty.
It's nice. Pretty, yeah. Uptown Punk, don't give it to you. Saturday night, we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Wow. Oh! Not top five town.
Nope. Nor is Billy Joel.
Really?
What? This doesn't make top five?
You know, I told you I don't like
Billy
Joel.
You don't like Billy Joel. What's your problem?
I don't like Billy Joel.
More respect.
Sorry.
Just because that's not his real name?
Of course, Brock Lincoln makes the...
town car.
That's right.
Nice.
Here in Seattle, we have Town Hall Seattle.
We do?
The Belltown.
Belltown. True. I tried to stay out of, like, all the...
Too many of those.
But Toontown, I think, from Roger Rabbit, could at least get a mention today. You ever play that video game, Brock, TNC Surf Design?
Yeah.
You know what TNC stands for?
No.
Really?
Town and country. Guesses?
Is it town and country? Is it town and country?
That's the highlight of my day so far.
It wasn't that good a game, actually. It had a lot of, like, fluff.
That's funny. You got Petula Clark. You know that one?
Did you say Shohei Ohtani?
No.
No, we couldn't.
Oh, I thought Justin did.
No, I was going to say, if you're going to say Town and Country, you get Town and Country grocery stores, too.
Oh, yes. And there's a magazine, Town and Country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch in that genre. There's a Little Big Town. I want her magic touch. That's right. That's a band. Pearl Jam. Behind the counter in a small town. As I'm sure you know.
Got some country for Brock.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Winds can't bring us down in Cowboy Town.
Yeah, Cowboy Town. A thousand songs. Who's called that, Brock? Cowboy Town.
Yep, Cowboy Town.
Oh, it's Brooks and Dunn.
Yep.
Wow, that's not a top five either.
No, it's hard to crack this top five, man. What can I tell you?
Well, you already had practice on this one, so you better not be missing anything.
I don't feel like I'm missing anything. I feel like I've done a pretty good
Maura,
job.
Maura, is he missing anything?
Let's make sure we talk about Pete Townsend.
That's not how rankings work, but they don't care.
There's Pete Townsend. There's Carl Anthony Town.
Port Townsend.
Brian Guy Fieri is the mayor of...
Port Angeles.
Flavortown, but yes. Courtney Cox was in Cougar Town. Ben Affleck was in The Town.
Ooh.
Yes. That should be top five.
Here you go. You ready?
Yes.
Top five towns. There's a lot. There's a lot of good ones. Number five for you, Brock. This is
no,
one that
there
you
are
want.
Five. There you literally five just left. Said top five. There's five in the top five. Oh, my God. I'm so angry.
Boys back in town.
Brock once referred to this as the boys are back again, but it is...
The boys are back again.
Thin Lizzy, the boys are back in town.
The boys are back again.
I tried to just sit here. You just made me mad. There's Number not four. So many in the top five. There are five in the top five.
All right, this was on our list last week for something else. Kids, maybe? Johnny come
lately. I think it was Man.
Oh, yeah. The new kid in town.
Everybody loves you.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
That's a pretty great song by the Eagles.
Yeah. That's top five.
Definitely a top five.
Well, it was number four.
Right.
The number three?
Number three.
Oh, darn right you were. That's where we painted the river on graduation. Yeah.
This has to be on the list, right?
Oh, we had great hoagies. I bet a fair.
That song reminds me so much of baseball.
As it should.
Oh, it's the best.
Like minor baseball? League parks baseball. And stuff like
every
that.
Every minor league park. Our baseball field played it every day. Love it.
Number two, Brock, one of the all-time great movies, probably the one that defines the genre of film noir is... Jack Nicholson, Faye Dunaway.
You forget it, Jake. It's Chinatown.
There you go. The answer we were looking for is Chinatown. That would be Chinatown.
Nothing.
Chinatown.
Nothing.
That's
huh?
number two?
Yeah.
That seems rich.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually was thought it might have been number one.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
No?
Has Maura seen it?
Maura, you ever seen Chinatown?
Taylor, you seen it?
1974?
No, I have not.
Taylor took a whole class in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Chinatown's an all-time great.
All right.
Number one, though, and some people may not like it. Some people may want to disagree, but I dare you to stop singing this the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Lips Incorporated. Yeah, that'll be in your head for the rest of the day. Number one town.
Funky Town.
Funky Town.
I'm still upset about
I hope you feel good about
Uptown
yourself.
Girl.
I am too.
Joel. Sorry.
Yeah, that's a you problem.
Yeah, maybe it is. I'll own it.
Sure,
I'm willing to
like
own
it.
That. Yeah, I'll take responsibility. But which of the top five there, Justin, are you taking out?
Probably
Thin Lizzy?
You're right. I don't know.
You're going to take out Thin Lizzy? You can take out the Eagles? Chinatown?
I figured you'd also do the Small Town Girl from Don't Stop Believin'.
Yeah, no.
It's not making it.
Dion from Tacoma says Maura sounds so mad.
She gets so mad.
She's so mad right
and
now.
And it's so organic. And it's so real.
I mean,
and it will never change.
I silently let you get through your 50 before the top five. Oh. And then you had the nerve to go to the top five and say there's so many in the top five.
I just meant there's so many today.
You know what I love?
No, you've been trying to squeeze extra songs.
You know what I love about you, Maura? Maura, you're linear. And I love that. Like your fingers. Very linear.
Well, yeah, because you've sided with them now, Brock.
No. We're going to do a top five coaches. No,
we'll see you guys tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Until then, the hay.
Barn.
See you, everybody.
This is the chopper!